Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, I know you're swamped with questions all the time, especially out in public. The minute people meet you and know what you do or they recognize you, they got questions.
Or an animal story.
Yes.
So both are good.
Yeah, that's like being a, you know what, you're like a professional golfer because somebody, I had, he was a club professional, Greg Altman, my old neighbor. Originally he was out in Wildwood, but people used to come up to him and talk about their golf game. Like 20 years ago, I hit a shot on number four and they're describing it to him. And I'm thinking, how is he pretending like he's actually interested? But in your case, you are. All right, this is from Ellen. I took my cat to the vet last week for head shaking, and she diagnosed her with ear mites. How does an indoor cat get ear mites in a winter?
You know, that's a good question, because you would think that parasites, you know, it gets cold out and we're all done with them, but we recommend people use flea and tick control, which also kills ear mites, which is not most of them if you use the right ones, year-round, because we see ticks in January and February. Every month we see ticks, and it's hard to believe when it's so cold out, but it's the truth. Any day above 32 degrees, ticks can come out and look for a blood meal because they're hungry and they want to find a pet or a person. So I tell people, let's use it year-round. But how do they get ear mites? Ear mites go into the ear canals of cats. This is kind of gross. They feast on the earwax. That's what they do, and they cause tremendous itching in the cat's ears. So they start shaking their heads, pawing. Sometimes you see blood around the outside of the ears, and they have this really distinct coffee ground appearance to the wax. So if you see that, any kind of, you know, wax production like that in a cat, you should see your vet. And easy to diagnose, easy to treat, but you have to diagnose them. And in the winter, they can live on pet toys. You know, sometimes you don't clean them up, you clean the ears. A lot of times they get introduced to new pets, new cats and things, and they get them from them, and they can live on the body for a while too. So we want to make sure we treat the whole cat when they get those. But if you are using, you know, year-round flea and tick medication, most of those we use in cats will cure ear mites too, and you won't have a problem.
Don't be offended, but every time I talk to you now, I start scratching.
Oh, you know, and every time I see ear mites, I like to ask the people, hey, do you want to see these under the microscope?
Oh, no.
A lot of people say no, but they look like little crabs under the microscope, and they're fast movers when you're looking at that, and that really gets people upset. Of course, vets think that's cool to show people, but little kids love them.
All right, Dara in Carrick wants to know, can I use olive oil on my dog's coat? He's so dry and flaky that I think his coat needs moisture. If I brush it, will it help him?
You know, I like that question. We have used olive oil, baby oil on dogs' furs when they're really dry. Some of them have skin diseases that don't produce enough of the natural oils in their skins. And so I think there's better ways to do it. You can get natural humectants like oatmeal shampoo. Some people ground up their own oatmeal, soak it in water, and then get the dogs or the pets, if they can, to soak for 10 minutes. And those are natural emollients, and they will help to moisturize the dog's skin coat. But at any rate, yes, you can, to answer the question directly, but I think there's easier ways. There's spray-on humectants for dogs. You can keep brushing into the coat. But, you know, I love omega-3 fatty acids from fish oil. Your dog might need a diet change, and it might need to be examined by the veterinarian if there's a lot of flakes, because there might be a medical condition that we want to treat. So make sure it's checked out if your vet says they have dry skin. All kinds of choices for that. I think olive oil and baby oil are fine, but harder to do.
Yeah, walking through the pet aisle at the store, I love how they market some of the pet foods. You know, it looks so delicious, like we'd want to eat it. Like they have a picture
right.
of a beautiful salmon on there.
and they market to us, of course. It's a $30+ billion industry, and there's 3,000 different, you know, pet foods out there. So it's hard to know what's the best to feed, because you look, you know, they pay for the protein in it. That's the most expensive part of the pet food. And second most expensive is the marketing on the bag. And they're marketing to us, you know, omega-3 from flaxseed oil is good for me, so it must be good for my cat. Meanwhile, they're carnivores, and they don't metabolize vegetable-based fatty acids well. So you want omega-3 fatty acids from fish oil. But they know, we'll look at that and say, oh, that's good for me, flaxseed oil, so it's got to be good for my cat. And that's just not true.
Yeah, I don't think the cats or dogs are looking at the bag going, oh, look at that salmon.
Yeah, all right. Exactly.
We just got our new puppy and are wondering if you recommend a collar or harness. We are getting mixed results on the internet. Appreciate your help, Kathy and Mike from Pleasant Hills.
You know, it's funny, when puppies come home or new dogs come home, they know how to beg for food. They flash those sad eyes to us. They also know how to bark, but they're not usually well-behaved walkers right out of the gate. So you want to train them. And so choosing between two is largely a preference. If a dog has a flat face or short nose, like a pug or a bulldog, always avoid choke and pinch collars. And I think that those pups must have a harness. But I ignore harnesses that aren't no-pull harnesses because, you know, a lot of them will teach them to pull. And the no-pull harnesses, they'll start pulling, it'll pinch them a little bit, or it'll make them uncomfortable in another way. And a long-nosed breed will maybe pull their nose towards your chest if they pull. And dogs like to see where they're going, so they stop pulling so they can look up again. And those things can teach a dog to walk very pleasantly with you, take treats with you, and start giving them commands right out of the gate, and then you have a good walker. My dogs will stay right with me and if I'm walking, and then it just makes it pleasant when you go outside. And I love spending time with my pets, and that's one of the first things you should teach your dog to do, is to walk properly.
Well, it is National Love Your Pet Day, so, Doc, you do that every day of the week for all of us. Thank you, and we'll catch up with you next Thursday.
Sounds good. Spend extra time with your pet today, a few extra pets, and you'll reduce stress by doing that. Your pets love you, so let's love them. I love this day.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.